Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I want to thank you so much for joining me today.
Confessions of a Pretender. Why would I want to let people know? Why would I even confess to being a pretender? Because, well, to be truthful, one time I was. I'm not particularly proud of it, but I think the only way we can really become the best version, as some would say, of ourselves is to be truthful and to share that truth. To share that truth with others, it's a means and a way of becoming accountable. And accountability, I believe, will allow one to get on the road to becoming truly great in achieving significant things in life that you want to achieve. What do you want to achieve in your life? What do you want to become? Take some time and give some consideration to what do you want your life to mean? And what are the areas of your life that are hidden? Or that you pretended in. Well, I'm going to tell you about just three areas of my life that I pretended in that really pretending is a waste of time. Because pretending is about trying to fool other people. And I don't think that that is a worthwhile endeavor, trying to fool other people. Here's one of the areas that I had to come to terms with that I was pretending in, and that was at one time I pretended I wanted to be a stage musician, that I really wanted to be in a band. That's one of the things I did. And I used to go to rehearsal, but I hated going to rehearsal. I hated some of the politics that would happen in bands, but I kept going and wanting everybody to think, yeah, this day he's going to want to travel on the road. And the reality came to me one day. It was a cold winter night, and I was packing up my gear, getting ready to go to a rehearsal. And I can remember that I was half playing chords and all this kind of stuff. I wasn't practicing at home. But I wanted to pretend like when I got there, yeah, I've been practicing. Yeah, I know the song. And I didn't know the song. But that cold winter night, that hawk came down really, really hard. And that hawk made me realize the truth. That hawk told me, you are not a stage musician. You don't want to travel. You don't want to do that. That's not who you are. Some guys love that. Some guys love it, but I don't love it. I enjoy playing. I'm a studio musician. I like to be inside, and I like to take my time and figure out what it is I'm going to play if I want to play it. Not playing because I have to play something. Playing because I want to play something. But anyway, that was one of the things I pretended that I wanted. And I haven't been happy. Well, I shouldn't say I haven't been happier. I was very glad that I made that decision, because that cold winter night, I closed the door to my car and I said, I'm not going anywhere. And I went back in the house. And that was the end of me going to try to play in a band. You know, back in the day, back in the 90s, everybody wanted to be a part of Commission. You know, I'm thinking, well, you know, some of my friends were playing for Commission. And, you know, the ladies, they were going crazy for Commission back in the day. Then, you know, I said, man, if I get to play with them, you know, yeah, that'd be a good gig for me. You know, because, you know, maybe the ladies will like me, too. Anyway, I digress. But that was then. Second thing, I pretended that I wanted to go to college. You know, college of mind is a terrible thing to waste. How often did we hear that growing up? Those of you that grew up in my era. Mind is a terrible thing to waste. And everything was about going to college and being dignified. And this is going to make you dignified. And you need this learning. You're going to make all of your, you know, all of the people at church proud. You're going to make your parents proud. But I really didn't want to go to college. But I pretended I did because everybody was saying, yeah, you going to college. Oh, yeah, they were all excited about it. Some people would even cry when they couldn't get into the college that they wanted to. Inside, I was laughing at them because I'm thinking, why in the world is your life dependent on going to college? Why is that the only thing there is? College? Trade school? That exists? What other abilities do you have? But the bottom line is the pressure was very intense when I was coming up to go to college. So I went, but I didn't really go. In my 20s, what I really wanted to do, this might sound crazy, but what I really wanted to do was save the world. In particular, young black kids. Young black kids that were victims, their family, victims of selling crack, parents being on crack, and just having no guidance and no one to lead them. I wanted to be their leader. I wanted to be someone to show them a different path. That was extremely important to me. Not going to college, even though I went for a time, but while I was there, I really wasn't there. And I began to understand something about that is that you can't serve two masters. You can't have your mind split. You can't have your mind split about what it is you want to be and where you want to go and what's important to you. The thing about having two masters, you're going to hate the one, as Jesus said, or love the other. Now, in that case, he was talking about money, but there are other truths that can be extrapolated from the concept of having two masters. So going to college, I yielded to that pressure. Not that college doesn't have value. I'm simply talking about me, because we all have our own path to walk. And really, the places that our purpose is really calling us to. The third thing that I pretended, and this is, like I said, this is a little difficult. I'm being very transparent. And the reason I'm being transparent is because there is no trust without intimacy. So I'm letting you in to who I am because I honestly want to help you. And while I'm not here for my health, I really do want to make a difference. So, but the third thing I pretended in my youth, late teens, early 20s, I pretended that I was a suitable husband. That's right. I dressed up in a particular way, smelled a particular way. I love great cologne, and I know the ladies like cologne, but not the cheap stuff, not the one in the bottle with the ship on it. No, we realized in our early teens that was not the route to take. You know, y'all remember English leather? That was a mistake. Anyway, for some, that's something you know, they get a bottle of that somewhere that wouldn't cap on it. And anyway, I'm talking about the fact that I pretended that I was a suitable husband. I was husband material. But that the truth of the matter is that I had a really different agenda. And I think you can imagine what that agenda was, because at that particular time, I just, and I'm trying to say too much. Woo! Okay. Yeah. The truth of the matter is that I was interested in, shall we say, temporary intimate encounters. That is the truth. That's the truth. One thing I didn't, and one thing I never pretended, though, is I never pretended I wanted to know God. I always, as long as I can remember, wanted to know God, wanted to hear God, wanted to be close to God. It was just a desire that I had. And when I came to that realization, or that it is that truth, if you will, that desire, that I realized that if I want to be close to God, then I can't keep pretending. Because pretending in some way, in some form, it's pretending, and sometimes can be a form of lying. And God does not like lying. So I couldn't continue to pretend in the fashion that pretending in all of its forms, in that detrimental, and the lying to myself had to stop. Have you ever lied to yourself? Have you ever kept telling yourself something that you knew wasn't true? Ever wonder, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you lie to yourself? There's something I wanted to say. And that is, I want you to understand something, that there are spiritual forces that are at work. And some of those spiritual forces are working against you. And those forces influence the mind. That is to say that every thought that comes into your head isn't yours. Didn't come from you. Jim Rohn, famed speaker Jim Rohn, once said that opposites are in conflict and we are in the middle. Opposites are in conflict and we are in the middle. You have good on one side and you have evil on the other. Evil is very subtle and very seductive at times, wanting to lull you into a false sense of security or self-importance, not wanting you to focus on God, but in some cases to make yourself God, that you only answer to yourself. But deep down, you know that that is not the case, that is not true. But anyway, opposites are in conflict and we are in the middle. And so I realize that those decisions to pretend wasn't necessarily an authentic idea coming from me. And so what do you do? What do you do when you want to stop pretending? Because that's part of reinventing yourself, in my estimation. What do you do when you're tired of playing the games and trying to please do things that please other people, but it's not part of your authentic self, your authentic purpose? You got to admit sometimes that something is broken. Don't give all of your power to anyone else. giving it to blame. Well, I'm not in control of what's, you know, what's going on in my head. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You can make the difference in your life. Make the changes. It's part of the chiseling process. It's part of your character. Developing it, chiseling it out, doing the work, putting in the work, the hard work of personal development. And part of that is looking at the ugly truths.
If you are in the market for a voiceover artist, for your book, for your book trailer, for whatever your need may be, feel free to reach out to me and I'll be happy to talk to you about adding value to your project that needs voiceover work. It would be my pleasure to be the voice of your book. I want you to go out there and have an absolutely fantastic day on purpose. And you know, I mean that. Ciao for now. Be well, my friends, and Godspeed.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face. Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.